Psalms 67, 6 and 7 is our scripture for today. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and the ends of the earth will fear him.
Father, as I look around the world today, I can see that your harvest is ripe. Send us as workers into the harvest field, Lord. I want nothing more than to do your will, whatever it may be for my life. I will rejoice in your will and I will trust you. Lord, you alone know the end from the beginning. My life is in your hands. You are the love of my life. Refresh that love in my heart, Lord, and revive that fire within me. Amen.
Today, let's look at that scripture in depth. Then the land will yield its harvest. And God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and the ends of the earth will fear him. Are you a worker that the Father can send into the harvest? Because, my friend, take a look around today, and the world doesn't fear God anymore. The earth doesn't fear him. They mock him. They spit at him. They pass laws against him. And why is that? Because of you and I. We need to get back to basics. We need to get on our face for revival. Individual revival, where we're no longer afraid to preach the gospel. Don't be afraid, friend. Remember what Jesus said. Fear not him who can kill the body, but him who can kill the body and then cast the soul into hell.
Today's action. On your knees today, ask God to send you where he wants you to be. Ask him to make you a worker for the harvest. Today's treasure is found in the book of Psalms 63, verse 11. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped.